the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Monday edition of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett and joining me each week, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Joe. It's nice to have you in studio for a change.
It has been a while, been a busy time, but good to be back here. It's been a big week in football, and before we start off with the news and all that, listener league, it's been close up the top, but we're talking about the cellar dwellers. Got me first win over the weekend against yours truly. How do you feel?
Yeah, look, I'll be honest, Joe, I was feeling a lot of pity for you down there. And I thought, a bit of charity never goes astray. No, it's good. Well done.
No, I've got to thank Krampus for the great trade offer he presented to me. I think.
Yeah, thanks, Krampus.
Wednesday afternoon, great trade. All my players tunned up, and I think your struggle. So sorry for giving you those crap players, but thanks for that. And I'm having a look at the ladder today. Top six, all 4-2. So a bit of competition going on there. So not out of it yet, but. Moving on to the news today, MRP's come in and Lindsay Thomas offered 1 week for that coat hanger on Lockie Hunter.
Actually, I was getting into a bit of a beef on Twitter with a North Melbourne fan who thought it was ridiculous.
That he coat hanged someone.
That he got us a week. I was like, I don't see stiff arms to people's head every week. Like,
nah. And especially in the next bit of news, Lockie Hunter went to hospital afterwards with concussion-like symptoms.
It's like the commentator said, that'll be looked at. The report came out, he went to hospital. I don't think anything the Bulldogs players said had anything to do with it. I think Lindsay Thomas was going.
Yeah, he was gone. It is what it is. Rory Laird in doubt for this week.
Really?
Yeah. Not good against for the Doggies clash over there. But he joked to Tom Lynch it was from leather poisoning. But he did actually he did actually go off in the third quarter and had his foot iced up. But leather poisoning it is at the moment. So just a bit of a sore foot. Should be okay. But we still want to see him out there because he's crushing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it looks like the Tigers are paying the price for their recruiting strategy of just getting old people in. When you look at it, they got Grigg, Marek, Hooley, Lambert, Moore.
Well, what's wrong with Hooley?
Nothing wrong with Hooley.
And Marek was fine as well for a period.
Oh, this
of time.
Is just the article just beating up how old and no good they are. But they've still got some good kids coming through. So
yeah, I mean, it's easy. Look, it's so easy to take pot shots at teams, man. Like
yeah,
I'd question. I think Richmond are in a bad spot because they've recruited. They've been trying to get guys. But they haven't been able to get
the
premium talents, right? But they've been getting the second tier guys. I think these second tier guys are getting found out with the rotation cap, with their foot skills, with them not being quick as the other guys.
And their game plan as well. It was a highly contested game plan, which doesn't seem to suit anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, their best players missed the first month of the season.
That's true.
And then the best defender in the competition missed last week. I mean, you take the best
Two players out of
teams and they're going to struggle.
That's true. And if you want to follow us on social media and have a bit of a Twitter battle as Steve's been having over the weekend.
But we have a lot of fun as well.
We do. You can head over to Twitter where we are at the Draft Doctors and throw some sweet potato at each other.
Ooh.
Or head over to facebook.com/thedraftdoctors and hit the like page there. And I believe we have a review this week, Steve.
Yeah, we have another iTunes review. We love our listeners dropping an iTunes review. This one comes in from Jesse White's tattoo.
Oh, nice.
Which one? Who knows? Maybe it's the human tattoo.
Is it the good one?
Ooh. His tattoos are probably better than his
football ability.
Anyway, Jesse's tattoo writes in, I am not a charity, but please donate at your local Westpac Centre. Right, I think any game Jesse White gets is charity. But,
I think so.
Great show targeted to draft-style games, which are growing more and more in popularity and are much more exciting than your salary cap leagues. Best parts of the show are trade targets, free agent pickups, and the overall banter between the boys. So thank you so much, Jesse White's tattoo. All those iTunes reviews, even if just clicking the 5-star really helps us out.
Greatly appreciate it. Thank you very much, Jesse White's tattoo. Moving on to a bit of injury news. Over the weekend, it came out yesterday. Trent Cotchin busted his face in the first quarter and played on. Now, to all those people who bag Trent Cotchin, that's a captain right there.
We've been sticking up for Trent Cotchin all year. And just leave him alone.
Yeah, 20 possessions, probably affected his output. Great, great.
Everyone wants to talk bad captains at the moment. Luke Hodge.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
What did he do on the weekend?
Not much.
I saw him sitting on the bench just pointing at that wrist guard what he's got on.
He got beat up by Steve Johnson.
I saw that. That was good. Yeah. And Trent Cotchin's teammate, a lot of punters here who got on him at first goal kicker. You were going to be missing him for a few weeks. Kane Lambert, gone with busted ribs and a punctured lung.
Yeah, that's bad news,
that's not
man.
Good. So I know it's someone's number one midfielder in league of records.
Man, we don't want to throw shade on Kane Lambert. He's been great.
He's been shining light. And yesterday in the Collingwood West Coast game, Tom Langdon gone. It looked like originally he grabbed his knee, but it's an ankle injury at this time. Didn't play at the whole of the last quarter, so it's a wait and see for that. But if he's not coming back on, not looking good. Probably a week or two.
The Collingwood halfback line is thinner than my hair, Jono. It's pretty goddamn thin.
It's given the opportunity for a couple of other kids that I like. Is it Josh Smith? I like the look of him.
Really? The way he just sees an open target and just kicks it straight over his head.
Yeah.
He can find the ball.
He can find space.
And the other, you know why? Because the other teams are happy to let him have the ball.
Okay. Well, maybe I've just got him at the good pass when I've been watching him. Jacob Wiedering, number one draft pick. Partial shoulder dislocation.
Yeah.
Not good. Similar there to Riscatelli's. He's 50-50 for this week, but just put a line through him. He's not playing. And as we said on the Thursday night show, with Griffin possibly out with that sore back, he's out for 4 to 6 weeks.
That's huge.
Looking for that spine of his.
Man, your favourite. You got so much hate in your body for Ryan Griffin.
I do. But something to do with his lower back, which he had at the Doggies in his last year.
Yeah, he's carried it.
Yeah. So it's been managed. And big news in the, was it Sandful? With Matthew Lobe. It's a knee, and they think PCL at this stage, so... Who the hell's their backup ruckman? Is it Dougal McDougal?
Dougal. McDougal. Dougal Howard.
Or does John Butcher get a run as a pinch hitter?
I think it's just going to be a ruck by committee. Whoever's closest to the ruck contest. Maybe they could recruit Ling John in the off-season since he's doing such a good job rucking for the
Bulldogs. Do you actually have to play a ruckman?
Well, you have to name someone as a ruck because they have to stand in the center at the
Just name an extra midfielder and... Yeah. Go third man up.
Well, they're going to ruck with Schultz and... Oh, not Schultz, sorry. Westhoff and Dixon and maybe this Dougal Howard character.
So just a bit of pinch hitting there. And it looks like Robbie Gray still another 2 to 3 weeks away from that hamstring injury.
Yes.
Not good. No.
Oh, I'll tell you who it's good for. Brandon Archie.
He killed it.
Well, he finished off last season so great. I mean, I think he's a... We'll talk about him more in the waiver wire pickups, but... Great news for him, I would have thought.
Yeah, and Sam Gray too.
Well, Sam Gray sucks, so maybe not. I think we're all starting to get on board the, Sam Gray.
Maybe not so good.
Your kicking makes me want to vomit.
Again, I haven't seen a lot of Port Adelaide this year, so I'll have to keep an eye on him.
It was Trav Cloak-like.
I didn't see the game because I was watching the annihilation of the Gold Coast Suns on the weekend.
Yeah, I was watching the Port game and Sam Gray. I was just watching it going... The hell are you doing? Why did I ever want you in my team?
Yeah, I heard it was a bit of a poorly skilled game.
Yeah.
But moving on now to our studs and duds for the weekend, and starting off on the Friday night, not so much of a shootout was the Dogs and the Roos. And I thought Lockie Hunter playing that sweeper role down back, 44 possessions, just destroyed it for the Doggies.
Did he ever? Ooh. Yeah.
So hopefully he can go back there. And it looked like it freed up old Jack McRae.
Man, as a Jack McRae owner, thank Christ.
He was very solid. And Dalhouse in some vintage form there.
Yeah, he's killing it. Matty Boyd. Matty Boyd's back to Matty Boyd numbers.
Is that because of no Johannesson, no Bob Murphy, half back line?
I think so. It's freed him up, so that's good.
Yep.
One guy who's turned back the clock.
Don't say it.
Scott D. Thompson. Oh. He's turning it back.
He destroyed Stringer on the weekend.
Remember our mate came over and we were watching the game and we were like, God damn, remember when this guy was like
good? Fantasy relevant?
Yeah.
watch him. Everyone's going to pick him up this week and watch him disappoint this week.
He's had two good Supercoach scores in a row. I think the week before in the Dream Team wasn't as flash, but yeah, I'm paying attention. Hey, in this defender-thin year...
That is true.
He is viable. Relevant, buddy.
And Daniel Wells, Jared Waite, pretty good as well.
Yep.
And not so much in the goodness. Nick Del Santo, your boy. How'd he do?
Not great, John. Not great.
Back in the pool, is he? Or?
No, he's... Well, I had Prestia on the bench.
Ooh.
Yeah, that hurts.
And old man Thompson, Mark II, destroyed Jake Stringer, who wore him like a blanket. Stringer was hopeless.
Yeah, well, look...
He's only 22,
look,
mind you.
You know, honestly, I threw a lot of shade on Stringer at the start of the year, if people remember. Even when he goes well, he just doesn't score well. Like, that's his game.
He needs goals, basically.
His game's great in the AFL, very exciting. But in fantasy, it's just...
Not relevant.
It's really down on what you should think, what you would think it is.
Mm.
Couple guys, I mean, Goldie, obviously. Jesus, what the hell happened there?
Tom Beaten Campbell and Roughhead again.
Man, Tom Campbell actually scored okay.
Again.
So, yeah, what happened there? Jesus, what a stinker. And Libber, playing forward?
Yeah, that's...
Jesus.
That's the old... that's the old Luke Beveridge, got to have two strings to your bow sort of thing. Just leave him in the guts, man.
Oh, here's your strength. Better take that away from you.
What's your strength? Contested ball? No. We want you as a goal kicker.
Yeah. Jesus. Beveridge. Do you think Beveridge... I was looking at Beveridge. He looks like the sort of... Like, does he comb his hair over his ears?
No.
Because it kind of looks like that a lot.
That surfy Beveridge, look.
Because
he's anti-Paul Ruse in the hair department.
His hair game's worrying me. I'll put it that way.
He wants to go against Paul Ruse in the celebrity hair off.
He's losing.
Big time. And speaking of Paul Ruse and his team, Melbourne took on St Kilda on Saturday Arvo. Nick Riewoldt, what a game that was. That was brilliant.
I love Riewoldt.
Blake Akers, we spoke about him in the preseason.
Yeah, yeah. Nice to see him come in and really tear it up. He really went hard at the pill. Love that. How about Tim Membry?
Yeah.
With the five snags.
Not bad. See the tats and everything? Just
The double sleeve.
Tell you what, he's a big boy.
He's a big unit.
Big unit.
And Jesse Hogan with seven snags as well.
Oh, no, it was just a shootout both ends of the ground. It was quite good. And Viney did his best as well.
What about Tom Hickey? What about how rucks are actually scoring well against Max Gawn?
Which...
Isn't that baffling?
I was going to say it's baffling. Like, Max Gawn really scored about 90-something, so, and Hickey 100 in Supercoach. Yeah.
It's an interesting thing. Just rucks are going well against Max Gawn.
And it wasn't an overly...
Is Max Gawn too loose around the ground, maybe?
Possibly.
Mm.
Not getting into enough contests, you don't think?
Oh, I'm just saying maybe his man can get free.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly. Christian Salem, although he did get a bit of a head bump.
Yeah, he's been tested for concussion.
Yeah. He just hasn't been as good as we thought he was going to be this year.
Well, his last 2 weeks were pretty good. Last 3 weeks were pretty good.
Yeah. I was...
Well, okay, not
you're
hundreds,
not,
but
yeah.
That was okay.
And Jack Watts, he's going to do this occasionally, just stink it up. But when you got Hogan kicking them from everywhere, just clear the forward line, boys, back to the old 70s and 80s sort of day there.
Yeah, I had a couple of bad ones. Armitage, man. Just really dropped. Well, we didn't think he was going to maintain it.
No.
He's just dropped off completely. And Montagna. Playing that halfback distributor role.
You're a forward, buddy. And a mid.
Excuse me, weren't you supposed to get 30 touches every freaking week?
Well, he did get closer, but just not effective.
Yeah. You know, with all these young mids of St Kilda, like Akers and Seb Ross is having a great season, maybe they're just phasing Montagna out.
Yeah, possibly.
So he's someone... Maybe he's playing more roles.
Yeah, could probably see that. Mm. Now, they're going to have a pretty good midfield in the next couple of years, I would say. Mm. And what at the same time the Melbourne St Kilda game was, it was Adelaide and Freo. Not the best game, got to say. Not the best game for the first three quarters.
No.
Sauce Jacobs owners, you'd be loving it, finally.
Yeah.
Got a score.
Well done,
only
Sauce.
Taken 6 weeks to get on the board. Rory Sloane hitting some form now.
Yep.
Loving that. Eddie Betts was solid.
Yep.
Michael Barlow really loving the midfield time now that Mundy's just come back in and Fife is out.
Yep.
Mickey Walters. Also.
Loving the midfield time.
Loving it big time. Absolutely destroying it. And
one of my probably my favourite player to watch in the league, to be honest, Jono. You know, I love him, this is Michael Walters.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, he's been very, very good. And I actually found it interesting. Mundy was playing the loose man in defence, but I think that was just a time management sort of thing to get him through the game.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't know. It was sort of, I thought it'd give Sheridan a boost, but yeah, I think the Sheridan train's left the station.
Crouch. He was tagging.
Yeah.
Not looking good, but his brother again had another 400 possessions in the sample, so
yep.
Good chance to come back for the Doggies game.
I just thought Tex Walker. Ba-bow.
Blanketed. Yep. Absolutely blanketed. But it's pretty hard. You can't stop them all when you've got Lynch, Jenkins, Betts.
No,
all going through that forward line. But good on the Crows. Moving on, how good was this game for about the first 5 minutes? No, it was good, actually, to see Hawthorn get absolutely annihilated.
I think it's still good. I'm still enjoying this game.
Oh, no, I'm enjoying it. I just go back and watch that every quarter. It was the Stevie J show. Come on, five goals, just snapping them.
Well, for my studs column, I just wrote down all GWS. And I made a special note of Rory Lobb.
I've got Rory Lobb there.
Because I thought Rory Lobb would really fade into irrelevance once Cameron came back. But he still kicked four goals.
And Patton was playing in the back line.
So, bizarre. Bizarre times.
With, I think it was 12 of the GWS players tunning up.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. And, yeah, you can just throw Hawthorn under the bus, except for Gunston.
Well, I only wrote down Lewis, Mitchell and Hodge.
I wrote Lewis, Mitchell and Isaac Smith.
You didn't write down Hodge? I guess I'm a Hodge owner.
That's
a given. I'm a Hodge owner, so...
And we knew he was going to take a bump, but really this much? What's he averaging, like 60?
It's not good. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It's like 20 points below the pool, I know that much.
Not good there at all. Moving on to Saturday night, we had the Power and the Tigers. You probably only had three good players there for the Tigers in Grigg, Dusty and Hawley.
Yeah, I only wrote down three. I had Grigg, Dusty, and Jared Pollock played a pretty nice game for Port. I thought Port were actually really just an even team effort. There wasn't really heaps of big scores.
I had Pollock, Boak, and Pittard.
Yeah, no, look, they were all fine, but no one really stood out. They all sort of did what we thought they should do, basically. Yep.
And Marek, stick a fork in him. He is done.
Yeah, I don't understand their logic. Why would you play two ruckmen? Why would you even play Marriage? Like, Hampson's the better ruckman.
Didn't he get injured? Sorry, Lambert got injured.
Yeah, no, why would you play Hampson and Marriage? Like, Hampson's been winning hitouts, that's fine. Yep. So what does Marriage offer you around the ground?
Nothing. He can't get to a contest.
Just a big rock.
And you can just sidestep that, no worries.
Yeah, and I wrote down Miles as well.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'll bet you did.
Oh, that's it. He's like the Simpsons. Cut. You're cut. And moving on to...
What do you think they do with Marish? Is he just... I mean, they go, building up fitness? Like, what fitness?
Put him in the twos.
He couldn't jump the last 2 years.
They're not going to make finals. Put him in the twos. Whatever their last game is at the MCG, have a lap. See you later.
Have a lap.
Have a lap. Mm. That's it. Just send him off. Don't even play him. Just lap of honour. That's it. And then he'll get at least to see one grand final. He gets to go around the car.
Nice.
Or has he played in the grand final before?
No.
No, when he was at Adelaide.
When did they make the grand final?
97.
Congratulations on your 20 years in the AFL, Marriage.
Looks like it.
500 games.
Who's the next game?
Geelong.
Geelong versus some Witches hats. It was quite a good game. Again, you could throw the whole Geelong team in that list because they were pretty good.
I actually wrote down all Cats bar Corey Enright.
Wow.
Well, he didn't score well.
No, he did not. But good to see Menzel have a good run at it.
Sure.
Absolutely killed it. Aaron Hall, a couple of quiet weeks for him. I thought he would have been pretty good, but I suppose when you don't have your hands on the ball.
Yeah, look, things are always going to slow down for Aaron Hall, let's be honest. He wasn't going to keep
140 each week.
Yeah, exactly. So but it's going to happen. I mean,
what can you say?
But I mean, 70 doesn't kill you.
It's okay. But everyone, I think, owning him would at least 90s to 100s.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen from time to time.
Yeah, absolutely. And the early game on the Sunday...
Can I mention my duds as well?
Oh, okay. I've only got Hall and the rest of the Gold Coast.
Oh, okay. See, I wrote down Enright. I wrote down Jack Martin.
Under that banner. Yeah.
But I want to make special mention of Matt Rosa. And not just from a scoring point of view, from an actual goddamn football point of view. He's just... Spatial awareness doesn't exist with this guy.
Because he's not used to playing. I mean, he plays 6 games a year.
It's like, oh, I've handed you the ball. Now I better step in front of you as you kick it. Just to completely... It was horrible, man. Matt Rosa. Just find a wing so there's no one around you.
And he still finds someone. Kick it in the kid's face in the crowd.
Oh, poor kids.
Moving on to the early Sunday game, which was actually a pretty good game to watch.
It was a great game.
Brisbane and the Swans in the wet there for about 3 quarters, I think it was.
Mm.
Pretty wet. Zorko, absolutely killing it. Hanley, Rich was good. Rocky, found a bit of form.
Yeah.
And for the Swans, this guy was tagging in the first quarter. I don't know why, but after that, after he got let off the chain, Luke Parker just went completely Hulk on everyone and destroyed it. Mm. Hanbury good. Tippett was good. Buddy in the wet, kicking, what, 4 or 5 snags?
Five.
Unreal.
I wrote down Mitch Robinson as well, and I wrote down Bundy.
Yeah?
Bundy played pretty good as well, I thought. He was really... He kicked a couple goals, 3 goals in that last quarter.
Yeah.
And, you know, he dragged him into it. He was everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Oh, especially Robinson, he was in the wars yesterday. He copped a few head knocks, spent some time on the bench, but came out and scored well. And I'm going to... This guy, Tommy Bell... When you're going up from Mark, you don't put your knees into your one and only ruckman's rib cage. Just
maybe Tom Bell's aiming for a ruck job.
Tom Bell gets stuffed.
I actually only wrote down Lewis Taylor. I thought this is the sort of game Lewis Taylor should kill.
In the wet? No, he's more of an outside runner.
Yeah.
And through also through Sinclair.
Well, you got hurt. No, it's pretty late.
I'm running for a goal. No, he fell over himself.
He got pushed.
By the wind? What? There was no one around him.
Hey, have you seen... What's that Mark Wahlberg movie? With the wind?
The Happening?
The wind can be bad, man.
It's like no one around him and he's just fallen over himself. It's like, oh, better call that stretcher. Which Leper was not too happy about.
Yeah, stretcher gate. That moment was like both the best and worst thing I've seen in football.
Yeah. And moving on to the second last game, we had the Bombers and the Blues, which was just a horrible, horrible game to watch. Cooney was fantastic. Dempsey was fantastic. All you Carlton haters, this is what Dale Thomas does when fit and firing. He plays football and quite well.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Dale Thomas has had a press conference. Yeah, no, I always back myself in. When it's the worst goddamn team in the league, three years into my deal.
He's had a couple of good games this year.
Whatever.
Gibbo keeps getting it done.
Daisy Gibbs and Dempsey written down. Nice to see Courtney Dempsey play. I like watching him play. He's a good player.
I don't recognise him with all that facial hair and everything.
Doesn't get to play very often.
Only when there's an injury.
He is the injury. He's the human injury.
Yeah. And I'm going to keep throwing Liam Jones in the spuds because I hate him.
I didn't have any because everyone basically did
Cruiser.
What they'd do.
Cruiser is...
Yeah, but I've come to expect nothing from him because he's terrible now.
Phillips has overtaken him, I reckon.
Phillips is good.
Yeah, he's good. And the last game we had, it was a pretty good game up until, what, about three-quarter time?
Even 10 minutes into the last quarter.
Yeah, and then it was open season, basically.
Was it ever?
A goal in 17 seconds. That's pretty quick. But Crisp and Treloar, I thought, were pretty good.
Yep.
Smith.
It was actually weird because there wasn't heaps of big scores for West Coast in an absolute demolition.
No, except for Nick Nat.
Well, even in Dream Team, he didn't score 90.
No.
So I had Lacroix down. I had because small half forwards destroy Collingwood.
Jamie Cripps.
Well, he did okay. He didn't do great, but I mean, he wasn't going to go past Lacroix.
No.
And you're not going to find Lacroix in many waiver wires, I would hope.
You would hope.
And yeah, Lysette as well.
Yeah, and Kennedy, you would have been on there if you could kick straight, you fool.
Oh my God. How on Kennedy? Although apparently it was pretty windy, so
was pretty windy, but some of his shots were pretty gettable. And then in the last quarter, he had a kick ricocheted off some guy's head, his teammate's head.
Nice.
And I'm like, give it a goal, give it a... No, umpire's call. And thought Jeddah in that open ground.
Yeah.
May from this game, actually, and Saidi too.
Disappointing.
And Darling just didn't get in on the action.
Yeah, I had Hearn, I had Jeddah, I had Gaff, I had Maston, I had Greenwood. Man, Greenwood is a crab.
Crab? I don't think I've ever heard a player be called a crab.
He's one.
All right, that wraps up our studs and duds. And now moving on to our waiver wire pickups for the night.
It's Defenderama.
It is Defenderama. There is such a shortage of defenders. It is not funny.
There's heaps on the wire.
Yeah. Josh Smith, his scores in Dream Team have actually been pretty good in his last in his two games, in the 80s and 90s. So only 39% of teams there.
Mm. Oh, me. Yeah. I had Scotty D. Thompson. He's in 13% of teams. Hey, it could happen.
And when we are talking about percentages, this is in ultimate footy with bigger benches. So if he's only in 13% of teams...
He's on every four-man bench.
Yep.
Also had Luke Brown. Keeps knocking out pretty handy scores. Had tons on the weekend. But he's been pretty consistent. So, if you need a defender, he's there. I'm not sure. Look, because there's so many guys. I'm not sure you need the waiver for him, but... 53% of leagues, so...
Yeah, another one we just spoke about just before, Courtney Dempsey, only in 27% of teams.
Yeah.
Love the cut of his jib. You got Cam Sutcliffe, even though he is in 75% of teams, I think he's going to be pretty solid now. That
in the four bench spot leagues, he's thereabouts. So is Tom Bug.
Yeah, I got Tommy Bug written down. He's 80%, but in the ultimate leagues, but probably be less...
And if by some insane reason Zach Williams is still on the waiver wire...
How good was he on the weekend?
Oh, we called a couple of weeks ago. He's gone past Wilson.
Who got knocked out.
Yeah. Still scored okay in the end, but...
But no, Zach Williams is the man.
And also wrecked down just a couple from the twos. Ricky Henderson, who we like, and may have an opportunity with McGovern going down.
Yeah, because Kirtley Hampton's still 5-7.
Who cares? And Marco Paparone's back. Played his first game back in the Neefel as well.
Pepperoni, nice.
Yeah, not that we're super excited, but more Henderson. You know, just keep the eyes out.
Which Henderson? Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Henderson.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Lockie. The good Henderson.
Actually, Lockie Henderson scored pretty well.
But hey, 120-point win. Everyone's going to get in on that action.
And also Cracker.
Yeah, but is he going to go out and punch someone again?
Who cares? Knock out some good scores. That's as true. People, that's... I like that.
Blake Akers, I like the... If he can keep
for
up...
For the mids?
Yeah.
Just define your sections for here, John. People don't know what the hell we're talking about.
I'm just mixing them up. Blake Akers, he is a midfielder in 32% of teams.
Yeah.
Could be just a nice little bench spot there or 80-odd averaging mid if you need one. And for a forward, Reece Palmer is a smoky this week, I think.
Who they got?
It's an easy team, I know that. So I don't mind Reece Palmer, even though he didn't score super well with Stevie J being there. Like, they're going to rest Stevie J at some stage, aren't they, you think?
I don't know, man. Not if he's tearing teams apart. can you imagine having that conversation? All right, Stevie.
We're resting you.
Someone would be getting picked up and thrown across the room.
The GWS are playing...
Yeah, look...
Fremantle.
Oh, that's his old revenge factor.
Yeah.
Revenge
that's
swag.
That's why I put it down.
He's got revenge swag.
Well, and, Tommy Lynch, he's on the dud list. Did you see the open goal he missed?
Which one?
In the first quarter from Adelaide.
Huh?
Running in, open goal, no one around him. About 5 metres away. Kicks it out of bounds.
Jesus. That takes some skill.
So that's some baby swag gone right there. I don't know if the sun...
No, he scored okay in the end.
He did score okay in the end. Took some good marks and whatnot, but...
Maybe he had too much sunscreen on his hands from how much he has to apply each week.
Or just ran down his face or something.
Yeah, for my midfielder, I threw in... I had Blake Akers down, 32% teams. Brennan Archie.
Yep.
54% of teams is listed as a forward in Ultimate Footy as well. So I think, you know, with Robbie Gray missing, he certainly gets that midfield time. We know he can score well. We saw it last year. Port, maybe they're finding a little bit of mojo. They're playing Brisbane this week, for God's sake.
That'd be a good game, actually, because Brisbane aren't slouches anymore.
I think, yeah, I think it's a good pickup anyway. A couple of forwards, if Dan Mantle's still around in your league, go please grab him.
Yeah.
And also Jack Steele.
Yeah.
Played okay on the weekend, but if Ryan Griffin's missing a month of football, they need someone to win the contest. Jack Steele wins the contest.
He's your man.
They were playing him on the outside earlier in the year for some unknown reason. I guess it's this obsession coaches have with taking players away from their freaking skill set. So anyway, maybe Jack Steele gets... although he didn't really play super inside on the weekend, but he might be one to look at there.
I suppose when you got Coniglio... Like, Coniglio was tagging Mitchell and still dominated. Like, all those players, good team to watch at the moment.
Yeah. Any rucks? Any rucks, Jono?
Not at the moment. Maybe for our late week pickups later in the week.
I'm going to throw out Rory Lobb against Fremantle.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that feels like... If he's going to kick four goals...
Like, look what he did
Hawthorn,
to... Yeah.
I mean, that feels great. And also, big boy McAvoy. He's having a pretty solid year. They're playing Richmond, who have no rucks, apparently.
That's true.
I feel like Hawthorn should win this game. Like, Hawthorn have just been beaten.
No Cochin, no Lambert.
No Rance.
No Rance.
Jesus.
Roughhead just puts his hand up. Yeah, I'll play on one leg.
And so I feel like Big Boy is every chance to score pretty well this week.
And he's always good for a good first goal score.
That's true.
Done it a couple of times the last few weeks.
That's true. And also a couple of forward streams. Charlie Dixon against Brisbane. Because key forwards kick bags of goals against Brisbane.
Even though it's Source Merritt, who's turning into a cult figure now.
Yeah, the five goals he had kicked on him were whatever.
Yeah.
And Benny Brown. North are playing...
St Kilda.
So, yeah, St Kilda's just got torn up by
Hogan.
Jesse Hogan. Ben Brown could be...
Good option.
Could be an option if you're taking a risk.
Oh, look, yeah, he's been fine, Ben Brown. Like, he's been two good weeks, one bad. So, that was his bad week against the Doggies. So, no, pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, and trade targets for the week, Steve. Who are you looking at there?
Yeah, I've got four trade targets. I think they're all pretty interesting. Michael Walters.
Yeah.
Be the first one on the list. We know everyone loves a good forward. Looks like he's getting some midfield minutes. 29 touches, 7 tackles, 3 goals.
Beautiful.
I just love watching him play. So.
And his teammate, if you're playing in Dream Team or Ultimate, Chris Mayne, been scoring quite well the last few weeks as well. He's been playing a bit of midfield time, but not quite getting the goals at this stage.
Do you have any, Jono?
I just said
Chris
Mayne.
Oh, Chris Mayne, that's it.
I've got a couple more. But
okay. At Jordan Lewis.
Yeah, he was in my list too.
Okay, so he's had two absolute stinkers in a row. He's had three terrible games and three pretty good games so far.
Yeah.
But two stinks in a row. Man, Hawthorn have had the most horror draw to start the year, right? They've played, West Coast, GWS,
Bulldogs, St Kilda,
Bulldogs,
St Kilda,
Geelong,
Adelaide.
Yeah, Adelaide and Geelong. I mean, they're all great teams, right? Tigers have still got to play Tigers twice, Melbourne twice, Gold Coast, Brisbane, Port, Carlton. I mean, they should chop these teams up. Jordan Lewis is someone you might be able to get at a serious discount.
Which I did with Krampus this week. He asked for him, and I'm like, goodbye out of my team. I don't want you.
Yeah, but maybe going forward, that turns around.
Yeah, it's quite possible. Yeah. I mean, Hawthorn are still a gun side. They're not just going to fall off the cliff in a hurry, are they?
No. I think they'll bounce back.
I had Lewis as well, so.
Oh, okay. well, I'll go Matt Prittis. He's going to cost you a pretty penny, but he's had two poor games in a row. He might be someone you can pry away that you would not normally be able to pry away.
Mm. And another one, possibly now with that 2 to 3 week injury, is Robbie Gray. People might not be able to carry him if they've got other injuries they're looking at. Like, I know in my team I've got Langdon, Johnson, Suckling and Gray, so it's a bit of a balancing act now. So
yeah, it's...
Yeah, you're still going to get him at a primo. He's averaging 101 super coach, so he's still going to cost you a little bit, but probably not as much.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when he's fit, he's a captain option, like Prittis.
Yep.
And even probably like Lewis, when they're firing, they're absolutely captain options.
Yep.
So maybe there's something you can work out there. a guy you might be able to get cheap, I don't know, Chad Wingard.
Yeah.
Okay, look, his average is terrible. He scored 120 in the first week. That was a long time ago.
And no guarantee to play this week as well.
Okay, so he's just missed a week. If you really need a forward option, we're a bit further removed from the draft where people are sort of more willing to...
They're open to talking.
They're a bit less married to the players that they drafted. You know, in the first few weeks, unless it's just an overreaction trade, people tend to get married to their players a little bit.
That's true.
So, you know, now we've had a little bit of time, maybe you could throw out something, I don't know what, that piques some interest in the Chad.
Just trying to think, what would you offer for the Chad?
Well, I don't know. Who's someone who's... Well, what about James Kelly?
Yeah,
James, I mean, probably not in ultimate because he's a defender, but in Supercoach or whatever. Oh, he's been transferred in Elite as well. Yep. But in Supercoach, obviously still, you know...
As a midfielder, averaging quite well.
He's averaging quite well, but I mean, I can't imagine that stays what it is.
No.
If you needed a forward, he might be someone who you drafted late, who...
Just sitting on your bench doing nothing.
Yeah, well, who knows? What about, you know, probably more like someone like before he got injured last week, like a Riscatelli.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, so someone who's just doing okay that you're not really married to.
Ed Kerno.
There you go. Ed Kerno. I mean, I wouldn't take it.
No.
But someone might.
Yeah, I mean, Ed Kerno's
doing 100, basically.
But yeah, 98 average, bang. He's like unsexy, but he's getting the job done.
Yeah, so there's some guys you might be able to float offers for. Who, I mean, you know, it's not like everyone has to deal, so...
No, that's right.
But, yeah.
So, the Stremple of the week.
Who can get Stremple, Jono? We started this last week for someone who we want to give the old circle of doom, shoved in the middle and beaten to a pulp. Who gets the Shane Stremple for you?
Tom Bell. Steph Martin is my number one pick. There I see. Steph Martin, easy pack mark, no worries. Tom Bell comes in late. There goes a knee straight into his ribs. Martin's off for 10 minutes. Affects his scoring. If he's out this week, I'm coming for you, Belly. I'm coming for you.
Jesus. Look out, Tom Bell.
Even though he's 194 centimetres and 200 kilos.
Yeah, he's not the sort of guy I'd be starting up to fight. But that's why you throw him in the ring.
That's right. Everyone else got
a crack. I had a really tough decision to make, Joe. Obviously, we've had the sweet potato battle on Twitter. So sweet potatoes every chance to get strampled, but I'm gonna cross codes.
Cross codes.
I'm going to soccer.
Ooh, be careful. There's those. No, they wouldn't be listening. Go for it.
I'm throwing Lucas Neal in the ring.
40 million to nothing.
40 million to bankrupt. What the hell are you doing, Lucas Neal? Man, we fight hammer and tong over our $350 Supercoach league. 40 million.
All you can just see is him in the strip club with dollar bills.
Like, what the hell are you doing? I mean, you better have had fun with that 40 million.
I'm reading the article today. There was no mention of going, I had businesses here. You don't lose $40 million from your investments in businesses.
Jesus, what do you invest in? Magic beans?
Possibly.
Jesus.
Yeah, he needs a good strempling.
Get strempled. Get strempled, Neil.
I thought you were going to talk about all the flares that were let off in the A-League Grand Final last night. And trashing Adelaide Oval.
I don't even know soccer exists, basically. Okay. Yeah, well, it wasn't for Twitter, I wouldn't know soccer was
on. The A-League Grand Final was on last night and they destroyed Adelaide Oval, basically.
Whoops.
Yep. Oh, even though Adelaide won, but this is West Sydney fans.
Oh, because I saw a tweet, someone put out a picture of the plane coming in with like all the fireworks and stuff.
Yeah, West Sydney are renowned for flares and... Yeah. There's like a big fire with a bushfire and like, oh, West Sydney have either won or lost. We don't know.
Yeah, because I was thinking, imagine if the Port Adelaide-Richmond game, imagine if that was like a European soccer match and like they were European soccer fans. Like the stadium be burnt down.
It'd just be like that episode of The Simpsons where Willie and his Irish mates, and they're at the soccer, you want to see a riot?
Oh, man.
All right, and questions for the week. I believe we have a question.
Yeah, we got a really good question. You know, obviously we get a lot of team-specific questions. We just sort of answered, but this one I thought was really interesting from Sam Phillips.
How you going, Sam?
Who asks, what to do with the Bont? He's a Bont owner. Do we trade him out? Do we hold him?
For Supercoach?
Well, we didn't know which format it was.
So for Supercoach, I think you just got to ride the lightning, I think, and just hope he gets better. And if you've got him in your ultimate or elite, pray to the football gods that he gets a forward status and slide him in there so you can get someone else in your midfield, I would think.
How did he not get forward status anyway?
And there was other people who did get him above, like... That's all he's been playing forward.
Yeah, I answered like this. I said, look, we haven't... If Lockie Hunter misses this week...
Well, there's a chance he could.
Yeah, please miss Lockie Hunter because I don't have you in any of my leagues.
I do.
Yeah, but that should open up some midfield time for Bond.
But the thing, Hunter wasn't playing mid, he was playing on the half back.
You know what I mean. It's,
and Liver was in the fourth. Who was playing mid? Dalhouse.
McRae,
Dalhouse.
Kobe Stevens. Picking.
Yeah, piss picking off.
But also, I had this thought. We haven't seen a team with Dixon and Boyd
and Stringer.
Yeah, together yet. Like, I know they're floating and Stringer Redpath as a midfield. But what I'm saying is, we haven't seen the key forwards, the big stay-at-home forwards, I guess you can say, in a team together. I mean, surely they can't keep Bont locked down. Like, they have to release him more.
Absolutely. Especially when he's got that awesome skills.
And the other thing is, I don't think you're going to find much value in him. Like, his scores shouldn't be killing you. I mean, he's still getting 85s. Yeah, something like that. So they shouldn't be killing... I mean, they're killing you on where you drafted him, but...
Yeah.
I mean, what value are you going to get for him? I mean, I've been trying to get him because I feel like I can get him at a discount.
Yeah. Yeah, not much. Like, what do you trade it?
I mean, I wouldn't... I mean, put it like this. If you've had Ed Curno for a month... knocking out big scores, would you trade him for Bont?
No.
Because I wouldn't.
I'm happy with my 100.
But how insane does that sound?
It's very insane. Like, you just got to think smart. Right, I've got my nice vanilla player averaging 100. Beautiful. Bont, 85. You're not playing him.
Yeah.
You might not even play him. That's a bold move,
maybe,
but...
Maybe. I've got to play him because he can always knock out a 150.
Oh, he can, but he hasn't shown us that yet.
Yeah. Not this year.
Not this year. Maybe this week against Adelaide. That'd be a cracking game. Again, at the Etihad Stadium.
Well, let's hope there's no soccer fans to tear it up or whatever they do.
No. They're fine. We won't let them into the state. I think that just wraps up about the show for this week.
Yeah.
Anything else? All right. And if you'd like to follow us on social media and talk all kinds of sweet potato, you can head over to Twitter where we are at
the
draft.
Well, what's the thing that's... it's everywhere, Jono. I'm seeing bags of sweet potato chips. Sorry to interrupt your clothes. But I'm seeing bags of sweet potato chips at the shops.
See, my missus tries to get to eat sweet potato. I'm like, no. I got my starchy potato here. I'm going
to
eat that.
I tried to eat a bag of these sweet potato chips because I'm like, maybe they'll taste different. No, they still taste like crap. It's like they took a potato. It's like, you know this. Look at Pete Evans, right? You know, yep. Pete Evans on MasterChef?
How they've My just, Kitchen Rules.
Whatever the hell he's on. Knock down with your goddamn television, Jono. And they basically just spray paint the guy orange.
Yeah.
I don't like Pete Evans, not because he's orange, but it feels like a good comparison. Whereas you got pasty old...
Manu.
No, the other guy, Gordon Ramsay, who I kind of like. Yeah, that's more like a potato.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I'm just... Well, what's the vegetable you think's... Or something you think's overrated that's just everywhere at the moment?
Avocado.
Oh, I like avocado.
I can't stand that green paste crap.
Mm. It's not like they've taken the potato and improved it with sweet potato. It's not like chicken salt.
That's the pinnacle.
How good is chicken? Chicken salt's the best.
You can't beat that.
In fact, how could you trash Adelaide Oval when they've got behind the goals the chicken salt sign?
That's awesome. Yeah. I used to work at a fish and chip shop and I actually stole like a 5-kilo bucket of chicken salt and took it home.
There you go, owners of fish and chip shop. If you've had chicken salt stolen lately.
This was 15 years ago.
Oh, well, maybe they're listening.
Nah, they wouldn't. And if you would like to follow us on social media and talk all things potatoes, we are...
Or stealing.
Head over to Twitter where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors. Hit like button there and give us a question. And we'll see you next week.